But what you're saying in summary, though, is an appointment system with this filtration process that you describe is much to be preferred over what we have now.
It seems so to me. And you know, the thing that bothered me most when I was campaigning for judge, I remember specifically going to a meeting in Kalamazoo. I don't know, Rotary Club or somebody that would hear me. You know, people are not interested in listening to judges. And what do you tell them? The only thing I could say is that I will work hard. I will try to be balanced in my approach, but I can't make you a promise about anything. If you have some secret agenda, sorry, buddy, I can't help you with it. Because you have to make your decisions, when you make your decisions, on the basis of a record that appears before you at that time, not on the political overlays that come that pertain to the particular issue involved, if there is an issue with political overlays. And it's you go into a group and they want to hear, what can you do for me? Can't do a damn thing for you except try to be a good judge. And that doesn't have any sex appeal.
Not in our system of politics where less than half the people vote.
I know.
And it doesn't do much for the democratic process, does it?
It doesn't seem to me that it does. Mm-hmm. Having people on a ballot that are ignored by, a quarter to a half, maybe about a third of the voters. If you have fewer than 50% of the people going to the polls, and then of that number, you have about a third who don't vote in judicial races because they don't know or don't care, you know, you've got a very small segment of the population making the decisions. I took my defeat with difficulty, and because I had tried, and I enjoyed it, and I was prepared to end my legal career on the bench if the people were to let me to do so.